The World Adventurers Club meets once more. You're invited to listen in on another strange tale related by one of the club's members. An experience that can find no parallel except in the lives of these brave, adventuresome men. Here we are in the comfortable lounge of the World Adventurers Club.
Bells of the sea, are you ringing for me? Ringing and singing the old melody. Somewhere to bang on the roaring foam. Someone is longing for sweetheart and home. Bells of the sea, will you tell her for me?
I'm pleased to announce that I have persuaded a famous sea captain to tell one of his strange adventures on the high seas. Introducing Captain Harkness, one-time skipper of the Lady Jane.
Aye, as staunch a four-masted windjammer as ever sailed the seven seas.
We're certainly glad you're elected, Captain. Yeah, have a seat.
What sort of a yarn do you want me to spin?
Ever go on a treasure hunt, Captain?
Aye, that I did once. And I got something out of it, whether the other fella did or not. Yes, sir.
All right, Captain. Tell us of the treasure hunt.
Well, it happened in 98. We were just off the Sandwich Islands when there comes a regular howler of a typhoon. Long about six bells, the worst of the storm is over, though she's still blowing hard and the sea is rough. The lookout on topside suddenly calls out that there's wreckage off starboard. We stands by looking for survivors. And sure enough, we see a lone sailor hanging onto a spar. I lowers a boat and sends some men to fetch the lubber, and they bring him on board the Lady Jane.
Hot water and blankets and shake a leg.
Here, skipper, here's me flask.
Here, drink this, my lad.
Thanks. I guess I'm done for.
Oh, that's no way to talk. Well, we'll have you shipshape in a jiffy.
No. My time's about here. I know I'm done. Something you can do for me. Inside my shirt, oilcloth. Get it.
Right. Yeah, here it is. Now, what'll I do with it?
Letter. Inside. Take it to my brother. Tell him.
Too bad. He's done for, boys. Well, at least we can send this letter to his brother. Maybe something valuable. Addressed to David Lenwood. Lenwood? Sure, David Lenwood. Why, he's the big lumber dealer. Worth $2 million if he's worth a cent. And his brother... poor devil. Well, I'll deliver this in person when we get to port. Ben, get the poor fellow ready for burial at sea.
Larry picked him up before he had to die alone.
Yeah, I guess it made dying a lot easier. Look at his face, smiling like he knew something funny that we didn't know.
Mr. Lenwood.
I bring bad news, sir. Your brother, he's dead. We picked him up drifting on a spar after a storm.
Dead? Well, I'm sorry to hear it. even if he was the black sheep of the family. Well, perhaps he's better off. Or was he... Did you...
We buried him at sea, sir.
Good of you to have cared for him. Can I... Is there any expense connected with this matter?
None at all, sir. This letter here was in his oilcloth packet. He asked me to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thanks.
Well, I wish you good day, sir.
Wait a minute, Captain.
Yes?
Did you... Do you know the contents of this... this letter?
I never read letters that don't concern me, sir. I bid you good day.
But wait. Stay a minute, Captain. This is, very exciting. Are you certain none of your men had access to this? You see, it is very interesting news. Very interesting.
Indeed. And what, may I ask?
My brother, Charles, asks if I want a treasure. A buried treasure. And he encloses a map with instructions.
Well, that can't be very interesting to a man of your means, Mr. Lenwood.
Well, money is always useful. Do you happen to know of a ship for charter, Captain?
Well, the Lady Jane. That's my ship. She's free for a charter trip. I'll gamble for a 50-50 split.
And how soon can you be ready to leave?
Tomorrow morning, if need be. Any idea what the treasure is?
Well, Charles made a fortune in pearls once and squandered it. He was a born gambler. But he said he was going to get another fortune in pearls someday. Declared he knew a virgin bed. Wanted me to back him with money to outfit a ship.
You didn't do it?
Of course not. If he'd made another fortune, he'd have merely gambled it away again. But, come inside, Captain, and we'll see about purchasing supplies for your ship. Are you quite sure this is the island, Captain?
Yes, according to the map, this is it. See? Look at that cliff. Isn't that the formation he says to look for near the shoreline?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. All right, men. We'll beach here. Now, you men stay here until we return.
Aye, aye, sir. And don't forget to bring back the booty, Captain.
Why, look. That's the peak he describes in the map.
Yeah, that's her, all right. Hey, your brother drawed a pretty good likeness of the place.
Yes, he was always scribbling when he should have been working in the lumber business where I put him.
Well, you get the benefit of his pearl hunting, I guess.
No, but I'm afraid he told someone else. Well, really, he almost hated me because I refused to allow him to gamble. But I hope he has repented his ways.
Come on, Lenwood. If I'm a judge, that rock there hides the entrance to the cave we're looking for.
Yes. Yes, it must be. Red and black streaks on it.
All right, Lenwood. Now, if you'll just help me here, we'll slew the pivot rock around. So.
Yes, here's the cave in back of the rock. You had better go in first, Captain.
Righto. Follow me. Not very long, is it, Lenwood?
No, but it, Look, the chest.
Well, blow me down. Yeah, it's the chest, all right. Shall I open it?
No, no. I'll open it myself. Shine the light on it. There. That's right.
Well, go on, go on. What's holding you up? Open the chest, man.
Why, it's sticking. The lid. Wonder why he left the chest standing up on end this way.
Looks pretty big to store pearls in. Here. Try it with this pinch bar.
Yes.
Try it with this pinch bar.
Yes. 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 It's coming.
Yeah. All right, now let's give it a jerk. There. It's open.
Oh, my gosh. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out of here. Let me out.
Oh, so this is the treasure, eh? Well, What was the treasure, Captain Harper?
Well, gentlemen, Charlie Linwood had rigged an old skeleton in the chest with wires. And when we opened the lid, there sat the old skeleton with the bony thumb of his right hand thumbing the cavernous nose of his skull. And his left hand clutched a strip of white bark with writing on it that said, "Well, well, naughty David, you did gamble after all. Here's hoping you gambled the full amount of father's inheritance you stole from me. Your loving brother, Charles."
Well, my hat is off to Charles for thinking up such a clever way to get even with his money-grabbing brother.
That was a plenty clever idea, all right.
No fooling.
Well, whose turn is it now to tell a strange yarn? Come on, boys, don't be bashful. Dodson, I think you're next.
My boy was a sassy footman.
Aye, aye.
A chum of the cooks, don't you know?
Aye, aye.
He put his head down the cook's funnel.
Yo, yo.
And shouted, "Come up from below.
Hey, bells, hey, bells.
Hey, bells, from out the watch from below.
The watch from below.
Hey, bells,
hey, bells,
from out the watch from below.
My boy once he sailed in a whaler.
Aye, aye.
And sailed to the far northern sea.
Aye, aye.
But being a warm-hearted sailor,
Yo-ho!
He left all the others to freeze.
Hey, bells,
hey, bells,
hey, bells,
hey, bells, from out the watch from below.
The watch from below.
Hey, bells.
And so concludes another tale told by a member of the World Adventurers Club. Don't forget to listen in again for the next story of these courageous men, when you will hear related another strange adventure in a...